Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs 18:21, New King James Version. Welcome to the Doggone Truth podcast. If you need help breaking free of deceit to be empowered with the truth for the proactive health and well-being of your dog and yourself, naturally, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, animal naturopath, Dr. Kim Bloomer, where I don't whitewash. I just tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. It's natural, it's raw, it's the bone of five truth. Can you dig it? Welcome back to the Doggone Truth podcast. I'm Dr. Kim, your host, and this week, rather than an allegory, I have a pretty serious message that I think needs to be shared, as it's something that God has been putting on my heart a lot, and with things that have happened in my life in the past week and why I missed recording last week's episode, I think I want to share this with you, especially during such a time as this, but also during this time of year. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs 18:21. This topic has been, or this particular verse has been coming up to me repeatedly over the past couple of weeks. And last week I was pretty sucker punched, my husband and I, through a series of events that he ended up in the hospital. And so it's been real important for me to really focus in on this particular verse. And the Lord warned me about it beforehand. But it's also a lesson in what we say, because our words create. A friend of mine who is the founder of the Raising Royalty website, and it's real amazing. I will be talking about that more and more as time goes on, but I have to share a quote by him because I think it will set a precedent for everything that we talk about today. He said, and really listen to this, seeds become forests, words become worlds, ideas become the future. And he also said, every limit we conquer today is a dream we live tomorrow. So our words become worlds. We're creating with our words. And I actually have a class that's really about words and sounds and music and all of that, and I've told you about that. I believe I'm going to make that available in a premium podcast, in a premium podcast subscription. And maybe everything, just because of all that's been going on in our lives and needing to pivot. And I have had so many friends modeling, a couple of really good friends modeling pivoting for me lately. And that includes Benji, who shared these quotes from Raising Royalty. And you might wonder, what does this have to do with me or my animals or what you talk about? Well, we're talking about the doggone truth, and it's the truth that makes us free, and the word is the truth, and so it makes us free. I have noticed over the past several years, especially when the whole world seemed to just completely lose its mind. It really wasn't. It was revealing truth at the same time as lies have been being exposed, but it's been an upheaval and a wake-up call and purification, and it's been refiner's fire. And I learned today that a refiner's fire is different than like a forest fire. The refiner's fire merely just burns away all the impurities and leaves the pure gold or silver. But the forest fires and things like that burn everything in its path to ashes. But beauty only comes from ashes as well. And I should say beauty will emerge from those ashes. And as we're going through some ashes of our own in my life personally, of course, I always want to share that to help others not only learn from it, but benefit from it as well, in a way that when those storms come, we can learn to either calm them through our words, through our attitudes, through our thinking, or through rising above and walking upon it. Like our Lord did. So I've noticed ever since we got Ezra, because he is such a different kind of dog. And you've probably heard that in the allegories too. Because I'm, you know, when I'm sharing those, it's really because I am around them all the time. And you get into the minds of our animals when we're around them all the time. I think more even than people that we know, because they're with us all the time. So I wasn't ready for this kind of a dog in my life. Or maybe I just thought I wasn't. I didn't want it. Wouldn't have been seeking it out. Let's just put it that way. He is who he is. And he would probably thrive as a dog that had lots of landscape to roam and be out and about. And he's also real sensitive, like real sensitive to, first of all, he was really agile, like, and he still is, but also quite feral in his demeanor. And that's pretty much, and it can be prevalent in this breed because they have not been bred. All of that wildness hasn't been bred out of them as it has other domesticated breeds. So he is really challenging for me in a lot of ways. And yet he's loyal to a fault, especially to me. And I think sometimes he thinks he owns me. So it's been interesting, to say the least. And so my words don't always, in fact, often don't come out in love toward him as a result. He knows I love him, and I have shared that I pray over him every night, and I tell him all the good attributes about him, and also those attributes I'd like to see fully manifested in him. That's something else we can do, because our words create worlds. And when we're in negative, saying negative things, we're drawing to ourselves. Our words are going to bring what we're saying into our lives. And there is a scripture verse that says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's from the King James Version. And let's not all get in a tizzy over the man-woman thing, because it means mankind. And that particular feeling, and this is going to be totally raw. I don't want it edited. I don't want it perfected here. I want this to be raw and transparent. I'm ad-libbing this whole thing. There's no script. There's no blog post to go with it. Well, there is one that has nothing to do with this topic. It's just King and Ezra wrote a blog post this week about tummy tax, just in time for the upcoming tax season after all the money is spent during Christmas. So anyway, side note there. I want to go to, I'm writing an allegory that will be coming up next that will really segue from this one. And Kim Potter of anewthingministries.com, who I've shared before, she writes so many beautiful, beautiful things. And really in a way I haven't heard other people share. And she shared a verse. Well, I've got this one saved because I've been really thinking about this one as well. And it says, pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweet and delightful to the soul and healing to the body. Now, our soul is our mind, will, and emotions. And that's from Proverbs 16:24. Delightful, sweet and delightful to the soul and healing to the body. So we have the spirit, soul, and body. Okay. And that soul is really critical to the body being healed. Isaiah 50 verse 4 says, the Lord has given me the tongue of one who is taught, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. So that was interesting. I'd read that so many times, but never really grasped that. And then the way Kim elaborates in that at anewthingministries.com, allow him, the Lord, to use you to encourage others. Allow him to fill your mouth with words of life to help bring healing to the weary. Be one who has the tongue of the taught. Be one who has a word to encourage in due season. And as you do, your words will be sweet and delightful to their soul and healing to their body. Now think about this. If we're saying negative things to our dogs, which I often do primarily with Ezra, it's not very often with King, although in the midst of all this turmoil that we've been in our lives over the past, it's been since the beginning of November, it has seemed to escalate because the dogs pick up on that and they feel it. They know that words change how they feel, how we talk, how we act, how we, even our body language, because they communicate through body language a lot. And so what we're speaking is going to come into our bodies. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So then we've heard the saying, then speak life. We want to speak in our lives and into the lives of our animals who share our homes with us, life. And life more abundantly is what the Lord said in John 10:10, where the enemy, the thief, comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but he has come that we would have life and life more abundantly. And light is the life. The light in us is life. And if you, well, I'm assuming most of us have been to a funeral and seen there is no light there anymore. The person is gone. It's just the body that's left. So we want to be sure that we are using our words that are edifying, uplifting, encouraging, and being like a waterfall to the drought-weary, burdened people. Today, when I was out, we're always looking for food for our dogs because of the raw, they're raw fed, obviously. And it's because my husband is the one who usually takes care of all that. I've been having to scramble to get some things caught up with that. And it's like everybody's out of things. And so I'm in the store shopping today, and this lovely woman who was checking me out, she checked out my groceries, and it was mostly self, what do you call it? Self-checkout there. She was the only one doing checkout, and there was nobody in line. I got in line with her, and I walked up right about the time she walked up to do the checkout. It was just really interesting. I really believe that was a divine appointment. And I told her, my husband usually does all this, because he does. I've been so focused in on business, and he's retired, so I was letting him do so much. And now I'm having to step up my game, too. And she was asking me some questions, and we were just interacting, little small talk. And she says, he does all that for you. That is such a blessing. She goes, my husband was like that, too. And I said, and I told her why he was, because he had been in the hospital, and now I was doing all these things in his while he recovers. And she said, yeah, my husband did that, used to do those things for me too, was good at those things too. And I said, oh, did you lose your husband? And she said, yes, a year ago. And she just said the sadness come over her. And all I could think of was, oh my. I said, I am so sorry. And she was the nicest lady. She goes, well, the Lord gets me through. And then I was just like, we both looked in each other's eyes and I smiled, and we had a little bit, few more words, and I told her I would pray for her. Beautiful woman. And just, I could feel her sadness, but it was also why she was working where she was. So but she just says that the Lord is who sustains her. So I was just really moved by that. And I felt like our words so matter, not only what we're saying to others, but also to ourselves, and whatever's coming out of our mouths, we want to manifest what, the good, the life, the beauty. And so I have a solution I'm doing with that. And a friend of mine has got an amazing business that's coming out that will help so many of us with that, and how we're talking and speaking out to ourselves, but from the future to now. That is really cool. And I really feel that there's an anointing on that, because our animals are like, especially like my Ezra, he is like a canary in a mine shaft. He'll let you know when things aren't right. And he's so sensitive to sounds and things that's the part that can get annoying. But somehow in our attitudes and our words, my husband and I, we, especially me, because Don, my husband is so much more gentle with them. And you would think I would be the one, right? But I'm the one who sings to them and grooms them. But we're carrying and sharing all those things now. And all those responsibilities for them. And I remember always being this heavy duty animal lover, but I have to say, I think my husband's even more so of one than me. He cares for all the wild animals around here. I was like, I got to go feed the wild rabbits. I got to make sure we have enough food for them. And, you know, with the drought and everything that we've had, and he's feeding all of them, you know, and our dogs, and it just, it, and how gentle, how they come to him. Now the rabbits aren't coming to me, but they come to him when he comes out. So that says a lot, right? And he was the one who helped us figure out what was going on with my dog Shadrach. So it's real important to me to learn these things. And this was a major, major wake-up call for me. Have I accomplished it? Have I gotten there yet? No. So I'm sharing in the hopes that it will help you and with your own animals. And yes, we'll go into the deeper teachings. More of those will be in when I do have a premium podcast ready. In the meantime, just stay tuned and stay tuned in. And up. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you can be notified of each new episode. If you like what you heard, then also please leave a review. And if you didn't like it, then don't leave a review. So there are some show notes. There's just links primarily and a little about this particular episode. I would like to invite you to click on the link to my newsletter and sign up for that. You will get a free download. And then in January, I will be, I'm a guest presenter in an upcoming Holistic Health Summit. And it's free. That summit's going to be free. So, and you get another free download on that. That one's going to be on a naturopathic approach to essential oils with animals. And my other one that you, when you sign up for the newsletter now, you will get the Be Well, my Be Well book as a download. So you'll understand all the allegories and all the names of the dogs that are in the book. And so as we go forward with these allegories, you'll understand that here on this podcast. That's all for this time. Be blessed. Thank you for listening. And remember, when you know the truth, Jesus, then the truth will make you free. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. 3 John 1:2. The Doggone Truth Podcast is a production of Aspen Bloom. All rights reserved and may not be resold or utilized in any way without express written permission by Aspen Bloom and Dr. Kim Bloomer. The information I share represents what I, an animal naturopath, have chosen to do to take charge of my own personal health and that of my family and pets. Information learned here is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not meant to diagnose, treat, or cure, but rather to encourage and empower you to make your own health care and dietary decisions and those of your pets based upon your own research in partnership with your health care providers when needed, but especially to depend on Jehovah Rapha, the healer.